Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean fires to first and picks off McCraw. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wirt bunts towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. McLain moves to second. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Trusiewski hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLain moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLain scores. There goes Northrup trying to get to third. Berry throws the ball into Buford, who tags Northrup for the out. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lamaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamaby covering, for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey bunts towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Buford reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ag is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Denny McClain. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dick Trzaskowski. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirt moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamaby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jack Lamaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamaby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Ag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry spins and fires to second, with Euler covering, and has Berry trapped. There's the throw to Wirt, who tags Berry for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-3 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.